This is John Batchelor, conversation with Cleo Pascal, the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, continuing the story, the drama of the Solomon Island Group being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party's agents in order to persuade the people of the Solomons that they owe obedience to Chinese Communist Party and People's Republic of China and not to allies of the United States such as Taiwan, Taipei, not to the United States. However, where is Australia? Cleo speaks to the matter here because Albanese of Australia has indicated in the past that he's watching over the Solomons, that he can handle the Chinese aggression. But it's clear to explain a contradiction in the idea that Canberra is in charge of the Solomon Islands contest between one province, Malaita, represented by a man named Sui Dane, and the agents of the Chinese Communist Party influence peddling campaign. More of this later tonight, more of this in future.
So there has been, as far as I've been able to find, zero mainstream Australian or New Zealand media coverage of this story. They are inconvenient for two countries that say they want to normalize at least economic relations with China. And Prime Minister Albanese is on his way to on a six-day visit to China imminently, where he wants, the term is, stable relations.